Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The FT.
Last week, I met a professor of office design who talked excitedly about creating visionary spaces for people to work in and filling the air with the scent of fresh linen. After a bit, I protested that surely all we want from an office building was natural light and something relatively comfortable to sit on. "It's all very well for you to say that," he snapped. "You don't care about your surroundings because you love your job. Most people don't love theirs." It's true that I do like my job. It's also true that most people don't like theirs one bit. I'm avoiding the word love here, let alone passion, as both are unseemly in an employee. Every week brings another survey telling how occupational dislike rules in offices. Last week there was a study showing that 77% of UK workers felt they'd chosen the wrong career. In the US, a recent report stated that only 19% of workers professed themselves satisfied with their jobs. This business of liking and not liking your work is the biggest gap between the haves and have-nots in the office and affects how we feel about design and about everything else. Yet the division is rather mysterious and quite unrelated to success or power or money. Powerful people with vast salaries almost never like their jobs. What keeps their shoulders to the wheel is something much more dysfunctional. Take Stephen Hester, shortly to be relieved of one of the best rewarded and most hateful jobs in the UK, running the Royal Bank of Scotland. "It's been a very bruising and difficult job," he admitted last week. Yet instead of feeling happy to be out of it, disappointment was written all over his face. As he confessed to the FT's banking editor a week or so earlier, "I hate not winning, I hate it." It's easy to conclude that the mass disliking of professional jobs is a modern affliction. You could say it's a result of jobs being too stressful and of expectations being too high. The more people are told that jobs should be stimulating and meaningful, the more distasteful they find whatever mundane, repetitive thing they pass their days doing. But actually, I don't think it's a modern disease at all. It's something much more timeless. Most people simply don't find being a wage slave, even a privileged professional one, an especially enjoyable arrangement. The wisest self-help book ever, written in 1910 by Arnold Bennett, makes this point rather well. "The majority of decent, average, conscientious men of business put not as much, but as little of themselves as they conscientiously can into the earning of a livelihood. And their vocation bores rather than interests them," he wrote. The book is How to Live on 24 Hours a Day and can be downloaded for nothing. I recommend you read it now. But if you can't be bothered, I can tell you that Bennett takes mild disaffection with work for granted. It's entirely natural. He doesn't suggest looking for another job or trying to improve the one we have. The answer, he says, is for each bored worker to find something absorbing and improving to do in the hours that are spent neither working nor sleeping. Some of his advice is a little outdated. Most of us will have difficulty relating to his suggestion that you get your manservant to leave out a tray with two biscuits, a cup and saucer, a box of matches and a spirit lamp for an early morning cup of tea to start you on your daunting reading project. But otherwise, the principle is utterly sound. It's also utterly unfashionable. The modern solution to the problem of disaffection is the employee engagement movement, where employers strive to make staff more involved in their work. Through such admirable efforts, people may come to dislike their jobs a little less, but I doubt if they ever make the full shift from dislike to its opposite. Liking your job comes from three things, none of which employers can control. It can come from within. Some people are blessed with sunny temperaments that make the best of everything. It can come from liking the people you work with. Or it can come from the work itself. Most people find it easier to like work that involves a craft of some sort. writing as a craft, which is why I like it. The professor was right, though, about the dodginess of my judgment. Because I like my job, I naturally wrinkle my nose at the idea of smells of fresh linen. By contrast, Bennett spent many years bored, rigid, in subservient positions in business, and so should be taken more seriously when he says, "The proper, wise balancing of one's whole life may depend on the feasibility of a cup of tea."
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing and context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.